Eugene Murphy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Joe. Nice to be with you on Ross FM today.
And thank you for joining us, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and support Ross FM today.
Thank you very much indeed, and it's great to be here at Roscommon's show, and great to see your registration active on the ground as well. And it's a fantastic day weather-wise, and it's a fantastic community day as well. Lots and lots of people here, and of course, lots of exhibits as well. So it's great to see this type of community effort and community spirit, and it's so important.
And I suppose maybe for somebody like yourself representing this area, it's very important to keep Roscommon live and keep it on the map.
Well, absolutely. And it means that we have a few shows here that's very important. We have Strokestown, and we have Elfin, and we have Roscommon. Three very prominent shows.
And do you know yourself when Strokestown's coming up?
Yeah, Strokestown's coming up the second week of September. I think it's the 9th and 10th. Elfin, I think it's on the 2nd of September. So it's really to be great to see all of these active shows in our communities here in Roscommon, because I think nationally there's about 42 shows now left in the country. It's reduced quite a lot. Insurance costs and other costs have driven a lot of shows out of business. But they're a real strong statement in relation to rural Ireland in particular. And I think the lovely thing about Roscommon show, it's just here, you know, on the edge of town. So it's a great event, not alone for the rural people, but for the townspeople as well. Of course, the venue here, Hannon Field here on the Athlone Road. So I think that makes it particularly attractive to have it so close to the town.
I was just talking to Christy Tully, the PRO, there a few moments ago, and we were saying that it was almost like bringing rural Roscommon into the centre of the town of Roscommon.
Well, that's a very good point, and that's the way I've been thinking myself. And I think, you know, maybe sometimes the urban dwellers might not always know exactly what is going on in rural Ireland in terms of, you know, how hard people work and the projects that they produce. And they learn a lot here at places like this as well. They watch cattle being judged and sheep being judged. But of course, there's lots of crafts here today. There's lots of home cookery here today. So there's an awful lot to be seen when you come to a show like that. And as I look across, I see the amusements are going well. Also, of course, the kids love the amusements here. But all in all, there's an awful lot to be seen and an awful lot of good community work going on. And it is, I suppose, as the PRO said, it's good to see it so close to the town. And it's like a meeting of urban and rural at one spot.
And it's a fabulous venue, almost a field in the centre of Roscommon town.
Absolutely. I mean, that is a huge selling point for the show. And of course, it's along a very, very busy road. So I think it's fair to say at this show you have passers-by are actually dropping in as well. So it's a very, very good location.
And it's great publicity for Roscommon town from far and near.
It is indeed. And I mean, there's people from all over the country here today. I've met people from all over the country, so it's great. And things are still flying. I know it's moving on in the afternoon now, but things are still flying and will be for a couple of hours more. I know that there's still some events. I think the cattle are coming to an end, the judging. There's still some issues relating to the horses. So there's still lots to see here, lots of side shows as well.
I couldn't let you go without saying the long holidays for the TDs will shortly be coming to an end. I suppose the question that I want to ask you is, what do you see as the priorities for Roscommon going into the new Dáil term?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, that there's always great talk about the long holidays, but I actually operate three offices for the my constituency, Roscommon Town, Ballinasloe and Strokestown, and we actually haven't closed at all. And I've been active myself in those constituency offices and out around the constituency. But I think one thing, you know, what's going to happen with Brexit, nobody knows. It's a worry. It's a worry for rural Ireland. It's a worry for this part of the country from a farming perspective and also from a small business perspective. There is some movement now, whether that movement is going to make much difference or not, I don't know. We're still unclear as relations. In relation to a hard border, and it's something we don't want to see coming back. The other thing is, I think, you know, we have to be conscious of the lack of jobs in rural Ireland and the lack of job creation in County Roscommon. It's something I've been speaking about quite a lot. And the third thing that we have to keep a close eye on, and of course I'm the Fianna Fáil spokesman in this area in relation to the floods and the OPW, that's an area that, you know, that we now have to be pay close attention to. There's a lot of work still needs to be done in relation to maintenance of rivers and lakes and waterways. So that's a big concern to me, because I would be very fearful that if we start to get much more rain, that flood levels will start to rise again, and we don't want that deprivation coming back on the people. So I'll be highlighting that quite a lot in the months ahead.
Do you know, I actually heard them saying that today in Claremorris they were putting out flood defences because of some issue with a river there. So it's
yes, I know there are issues around Claremorris, and we have a lot of talk about flood defences here, even around Roscommon Town. And I know people have some reservations about them, but there's been very little happening over the past 8 or 9 months in terms of work being done. Now, I do acknowledge that the government have the money laid out in the programme over the next 5 years of about $460 million, but we have seen little or no work on flood defences here or maintenance, and this concerns me greatly. And of course, there are issues around Roscommon Town in relation to possible flooding as well. So we're going to have to push that area. I mean, you've often heard the phrase, make hay while the sun shines. We haven't done it in relation to this issue. And
so
we need to get real about, you know...
The best time to keep the water out is when it's dry.
Well, I mean, looking at the issues around South Roscommon and Mid Roscommon and other parts of Roscommon, when we were hit with that very bad weather, you know, I mean, a lot of it should never have happened. A lot of it is lack of maintenance. And we need to get that maintenance work done.
And at times I feel,
Joe, that you know, some of the agencies and some in government don't want to move on with this work at all. Well, if we don't, there's going to be consequences. It shouldn't be about people relocating. It should be about putting proper maintenance in place and proper defences in places. And while I acknowledge we won't get rid of every flood if the rains come, we could get rid of a lot of them.
And maybe I'll ask you one honours question before I ask you an easy question, and then I'll let you go. We don't know how long it's going to be until there's an election. If you were to say one objective, one aim that Eugene Murphy has before the next election that you hope you'll achieve, what's that?
Well, my main aim is to be that we would improve flood defences and, you know, realise that we're in definitely changing environmental times, and you have to adapt for that. We're not adapting for that. So that's my one basic drive at the moment. I think, you know, if floods come back to haunt us, it causes deprivation, it causes loss, causes worry, it causes hardship, and I don't think as a nation we're taking this issue seriously enough at all. So definitely number one is, you know, not to have people particularly in parts of my own county, you know, hit by floods and nothing there, no proper program, no flood defences properly put in place. If we're caught again, well, I think there'll be no mercy with the people. They'll be extremely angry.
Well, maybe it's something we'll hold you to. And one easy question before you go, and thanks for joining us. What was the best thing that you saw at Roscommon Show today?
Well, I'm just after looking at a class of all the cattle that won their various classes. An amazing, I think there was 12 animals into the ring. Big animals, small animals, unbelievable quality, unbelievable animals, well turned out by their owners and the people that was leading them. Fantastic animals, and I just thought that caught my attention here today. I mean, the other thing I'd say would be the people are in a great mood, they're in a happy mood, thank God. The day helps in that area, but that class of cattle, the final, the champion of the show has been announced. I think it went to County Offaly. What a wonderful class of cattle, and well done to all of the exhibitors there.
And well done to yourself, Deputy Eugene Murphy. Thanks for joining me on Ross FM.
Not at all, Joe, and thanks for asking me to come on here. I'm delighted to do so.
And hopefully we'll have you in here some Friday when we'll put some more nice honours questions to you.
I'm more than willing.
Deputy Eugene Murphy, thanks for joining me on Ross FM. You're listening to your community radio station, Ross FM.